Welcome back. You're listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. I'm your host, Jason Mathis, with the Downtown Alliance, joined today by my friend, Derek Deitch.
Yes, that's right.
Thanks. Yep. I'm glad. Derek, Derek and I have known each other for a few months as you have come in to help open the Encore Bistro at the Eccles Theater. I want to talk a little bit about what you're doing at the Encore Bistro on a daily basis, but then you also got kind of a special event coming up. Maybe we can start out talking a little bit about that and invite all the listeners out there to participate.
Sure. So Encore Bistro and all the food and beverage really at Eccles Theater is managed by Cuisine Unlimited. It's a catering and events company that has been around since 1980.
An award-winning
catering
and events company.
Yes, we have won several
awards. Yeah.
Yep. And so the Eccles Theater is a really fun project that we've really been able to take on. And Maxine Turner, the founder, had a couple cafes around the valley that she operated kind of as Cuisine Limited was growing. But then with the Olympics in Salt Lake City, they were really able to expand the catering operation. And so she closed those down in order to focus on the catering. And so Eccles Theater was really an exciting project for Cuisine Limited to take on because partially it allowed us to have the Encore Bistro, which is open to the public. So we're able to have kind of that public retail face to the company. So anyone can come enjoy our food, not just if it happens to be at an event where you're
a special event. And yet, really, you guys are the caterer for the whole Eccles Theater. So
correct.
People have weddings, if they have corporate events, if they have any sort of special event at the beautiful new Eccles Theater, George S. and Dolores Dore Eccles Theater.
That's right.
Which we've talked about a lot on this show. You guys are the catering company that provides all of the amazing food and beverage service for all of those people.
Yep, and a lot of people don't realize that the space is available for private events. They look at it as this beautiful theater for performances, which it is, and they have some world-class performances with Kinky Boots next week, and so that's really exciting. But there is an opportunity for you to have a wedding reception or a brunch or something there, or with the downtown location, it's great to do some corporate board meetings and presentations and things like that if you need a different setting than just your office.
Yeah, I would invite anybody who has not been to the theater to go check it out, and in particular to look at some of the meeting spaces. There's some really truly incredible spots to be there that are so unique in our city, where you have a great view. You know, there's an upstairs top floor where there's a balcony that looks out on the Main Street.
The terrace has a great view of Main
Street. It's stunning. And I don't know that people, as you said, I don't know that people have yet put that two and two together to realize that this is kind of the cool event space. I've been to something that the Chamber did there, something that Visit Salt Lake has done there. I've seen a few other events from sort of people who are in the know, who are sort of integrated into downtown. But I don't know if the general public is aware of that yet. And I think as the word gets out, people are going to get more and more excited about using this space for corporate events or weddings or, you know, whatever, what have you.
Right. And we are starting to see a few more events coming up. We have one next week and then a couple in the next month or so. But it is still, there's a lot of availability. Obviously, there's performances, but during the day, it's very available. And when there aren't performances, it's available at night. And the other cool thing is it also does have the Regent Street Plaza in the back that is a great space to have some community events, festivals, things like that, whether it's for the public or for a private event.
Yeah. I remember, so I was involved in sort of advocating for the theater 8 years ago when it was really in the drawing boards and people knew where it was going to be, but they didn't know what it was going to look like or what the features were going to be or how it would be paid for, any of those things. And it was really critical to Salt Lake City and Salt Lake County, who partnered to build it, that it was not just a box that housed performances, that it really was something that was open to the entire community.
Right.
People had a sense of ownership. People were excited about it. People knew that it wasn't just to go see a Broadway show. The whole popular music component of it, the whole local performances that are going to be taking place there, it's much more than just a performance hall. It really, if it's successful anyway, it really is something that's integrated into downtown and integrated into the lives of people who live across the entire region.
And that's one of the things that we're really looking to try to push, is bringing a little bit more culture into the downtown through our presence at the theater. And so we've kind of talked about doing some different things along with Broadway shows or other one-off performances and things that are there. But we're trying to figure out how we can bring more events there so that downtown is a destination as opposed to you just go for a show and then go home. And so we want it to really have that culture. And so one of those things is this event that you're talking about at the end of the month.
Well, I, I mentioned it, but you're actually going to be the one talking about it. So why don't you share with everybody what's going on at the end of the month?
Yeah, so Kathy Griffin is coming to the Eccles Theater on January 27th. And so every year during Sundance, we work with a celebrity chef that Sundance brings in for their feature film competition dinner. And this year it is Katie Chin, who has been on the Food Network. She had her own show with her mom on PBS for a while. And so she has a really, really extensive background and works a lot in this sort of space of TV and whatnot. And so we talked with her about doing a dinner at the theater, at Eccles Theater, that Friday, which is just a couple days after the competition dinner that she's coming out for. And we're working together on putting together a really fun event that is open to the public. You can buy tickets online, but it is in conjunction with Kathy Griffin. And so it actually comes, it's dinner, and then you get to go to the show, Kathy Griffin, after dinner, and then after that you'll come back into the Regent Street Theater for dessert and a Chinese New Year celebration, because it is on Chinese New Year's Eve.
Oh, that's very cool. So this is the first time you're sort of experimenting, to my knowledge, the first time you're experimenting with sort of combining a show with a dinner experience.
Yes.
Tell people what the price point is and where they can go to buy tickets.
Yeah, so the price is $250, and that is inclusive of the three-course dinner plus cocktails and hors d'oeuvres before. And it also comes with a ticket to see Kathy Griffin. You can buy that on our website at cuisineunlimited.com/dinner-and-a-show.
Very cool.
Or there's a link just on cuisineunlimited.com if that's easier. But yeah, you're right. It is the first time that we're really experimenting with this sort of thing. And so we're trying to bring something like that. And we might experiment to do it a little bit different in the future. This one, we got a celebrity chef. Maybe in the future we'll use some local chefs from some popular restaurants downtown or in Park City and really kind of highlight some different cuisines. So it is Cuisine Unlimited, but you're also experiencing something that's unique that you might not be able to get otherwise.
Yeah, from a celebrity chef.
Right.
And I like the idea of combining experiences. When we do at the Downtown Alliance, we do some research on an annual basis to find out what it is that brings people to downtown. One of the things that sets downtown apart from other places is the diversity of experiences that you can have. You can go to USANA Amphitheater and see a concert. Mm-hmm. Totally. There's not a lot surrounding the USANA Amphitheater. You can go out and see a Real game. There's not a ton of other things around the Real Stadium in Sandy. Sandy's growing, and there's some good stuff out there. But downtown has, you know, whether it's a shopping experience or a jazz game experience or a symphony experience or an Eccles Theater experience or really the highest concentration of upscale, cool, unique restaurants in the state. And you guys are adding to that, I think, with the Encore Bistro.
Yep.
I want to talk a little bit about your day-to-day operations. You guys are open every day. Is that correct? Yeah, not
so we're
open on Sunday?
We're open Monday through Friday for breakfast and lunch.
Okay.
And then we have special menus before performances. So we're open for dinner before performances. And then when there's a matinee, we do a brunch or a lunch, depending on the timing of that. But it's a special menu for each show.
And it couldn't be more convenient. Like if you're going to go see a show and you want to have dinner, how easy is that to come to the Encore Bistro first and then just walk right into the show? You don't have to worry about getting to the theater on time. You know, how much time? So this is something I know a lot of New York restaurants in the theater district have really specialized in. And I think your restaurant and then other restaurants around the Eccles Theater are trying to get their head around this. When people want to go see a Broadway show or a popular music show, how much time do they need? And do you guys sort of give them a guarantee? Okay, if you're here an hour before the show, 45 minutes before the show, how does that sort of pre-theater dining experience work?
So right now we do have limited seating in the bistro, and so we kind of saw that it was really complicated to do a reservation system and it wasn't working out, so it is first come, first serve.
Okay.
But usually you'll want to get there at least an hour ahead of time in order to get a seat because it does fill up. So I would say anywhere between an hour and a half, you're usually good for a seat, but it just depends on the show because we've noticed that it tends to be a little bit busier for Broadway performances than some of the other one-offs.
Got it.
And I think part of that is because of the menus are more customized to match the show with Broadway shows. So for Lion King, for example, is one that we've gotten a lot of questions about. It'll be an African-inspired menu to go with.
So gazelle. A lot of gazelle on the menu, some zebra.
And then for Book of Mormon, Book of Mormon, we're going to have green jello.
Perfect. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
We'll see about the gazelle, though.
Don't do gazelle. I was just teasing. No zebra, no giraffe, no endangered animals.
And the thing that's great is it's a really affordable price point. After tax, I believe it's $23.75. So it's something where it can really enhance your theater experience when you're going to a show, but it's not going to break the bank at the same time. So you can really make it a night out.
Oh, that's a very cool. And that's I think that's worth noting. So I think people might, you know, hear about the dinner and the show at the end of the month and think, wow, $250, that's a lot. That doesn't include the ticket to the show.
Correct.
That doesn't include beverages. It includes food and includes an after-show experience. So it's a full evening experience. $23, that's pretty affordable. Most people, who are buying a ticket to a Broadway show can probably afford a $23 ticket price to go have a cool dinner experience that is thematic with the show.
Right, and it might be a little bit more than you might typically spend on dinner, but it's the kind of thing where, again, it's a night out and you're going to the theater, and so it's something where a lot of times it's worth it to spend a little bit more, but even then it's not too bad. And it's for three courses, so if you look at a lot of restaurants,
a great deal,
three
actually.
Courses, it is actually a really
That's
deal.
A great deal. That's a great deal. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation. Derek, what's your title? I don't even know your title. I've worked with you a little bit and we know each other pretty well, but I don't even know what your title is at the Encore Bistro or at Cuisine Unlimited.
So I'm the marketing director for Cuisine Unlimited, and that kind of encompasses everything at Eccles Theater that we do, including the bistro. So.
Okay, excellent. So Derek and I will be back after these messages. Welcome back. You're listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. I'm your host, Jason Mathis with the Downtown Alliance. Joining me today, Derek Deitch. Derek is the marketing director for Cuisine Unlimited, also playing a big role in the new Eccles Theater, as Cuisine Unlimited is the food and beverage director for the new Eccles Theater on Main Street, the George S. and Dolores Dore Eccles Theater. And you guys are operating the Encore Bistro, which opened with the theater. So you've only been open for a few months, right?
So the bistro for breakfast and lunch actually opened about a month before the theater did. But it was kind of in a test phase, so we were doing some experimentation. And so we kind of did our actual opening along with the theater in October.
There's not probably a more dramatic, I mean, to use a theater term, dramatic setting to eat in. The Winter Garden is essentially the lobby for the theater, but it's, you know, arched, soaring five-story ceilings and beautiful artistic lighting and windows that open up right to Main Street. So it's a pretty spectacular place, whether you're just coming in for a cup of coffee and a pastry in the morning, or you're coming for some lunch, or you're coming to a dinner that is thematic with the show that is being produced in the theater. You guys, there's a charitable component, if I understand correctly, to those dinners as well.
Yeah, so with the dinner and a show that we're doing on January 27th before Kathy Griffin, all of the money that we raise from that event, obviously we have to cover our costs, but everything else will go to Choice Humanitarian, which I don't know if you're familiar with Choice Humanitarian, but it is a local nonprofit organization, and their mission is to eradicate extreme poverty around the world. And so they work in seven countries that they target. I'll see if I can name them: Ecuador, Nepal, Mexico, Guatemala, Bolivia, Kenya, and I'm missing one, but there's seven countries, and they really target and they go to those villages and work with them. And so they have expeditions that the public is able to sign up for, but they also have corporate partners who sometimes buy them out. And it's a really, really cool experience that I hope I get to go on with the expedition someday, but we're glad to be able to support them.
No, it's very cool. So again, we'll just mention the end of the month, the 27th.
Correct.
January 27th, dinner and a show, a full course meal before, theater tickets, and then a really cool experience after the Kathy.
Yeah, but Chinese New Year celebration.
Celebration. That's a really once in a lifetime, very cool experience for people. And you can know that your money is also going not just to a great experience for you in beautiful downtown Salt Lake City, but you're helping to contribute to this important program that's changing people's lives around the world.
Yep.
So that's pretty cool. You talked a little bit in the first half about how you're hoping to help improve or influence or, I guess, just enhance the culture of downtown Salt Lake City. So what do you hope 5 years from now, as a result of your work in the Eccles Theater, as a result of, you know, maybe changing people's minds about an inclusive experience downtown, what are you hoping to achieve with that? What would you like to see 5 years from now, and how will you know you've been successful? If X, Y, and Z happens, you'll be like, we hit it out of the ballpark.
So in working with the city and the county leading up to the grand opening, one of the things that we really wanted to do was, like I mentioned earlier, provide a destination in downtown for people who are visiting. And a lot of times people just come to downtown for what they need to do and then they leave. But we want to be able to have the Bistro there so that they make it an entire evening. And so right now we're only open pre-show, but eventually maybe we'll get to a point where we have something in the Bistro after the show or in some of the lounges after the show and things like that, and really just enhance the experience and the culture overall. And I guess to be successful is really some of the things that we're doing now we have to limit just because we haven't gotten the exposure and the scale sure. necessary. But to be able to do some of those events, and right now we're starting off with this dinner show once, and maybe we want to do it 4 times a year, but eventually maybe we'll do it something with every show. And that's kind of, I think, once we see our programs develop, and I think having some festivals out on the plaza and on Regent Street and things like that, that's when we know we'll be successful. And it's hard to put obviously any sort of a dollar figure on that, and that's not what we're looking for. Obviously we need to make money, but we're really looking for some development and mm-hmm. and really contributing to downtown Salt Lake City.
So I've thought about this as sort of a three-pronged approach. So earlier in the fall, the new 111 opened, which is spectacular. Yep. And you guys have adjoining lobbies, so you can go back and forth between 111, which is a private office building. Beautiful new private office building, again, with a really spectacular lobby, and the Winter Garden for the Eccles Theater. So the first act was kind of the opening of 111. Second act was opening of the Eccles Theater. And I think in March, when many of the stores fill in Regent Street, right behind, the RDA made this $12 million commitment to Regent Street. That'll sort of be the third act. And then that whole neighborhood, it's not done yet. Like, folks, we're in the middle of this play. It's a three-act play. Act two is open. Wait for act three.
And I think a lot of people don't realize that. They think that the Eccles Theater was kind of the culmination, but there's still, it was almost just an introductory to everything else that's going to come. There's a lot of potential, I think, for Regent Street, and we're glad to be able to be a part of it, but it connects City Creek and Gallivan. And so those are already two kind of destinations that then become connected through Regent Street with some life in between.
Well, how do you see that plaza being used? So it's a really, if anyone hasn't been to see this, you guys did an amazing job for the opening, I thought, of activating that plaza. You had desserts out there. You had a couple of bars set up. There was a DJ. And I remember walking around and looking at people's faces in that plaza when the theater opened, and it was spectacular. People were, you know, dressed in tuxedos. It was definitely an urban experience. There's some very cool graffiti art. It felt like this incredible cosmopolitan experience that we don't always have in our community. I felt like I was in New York or San Francisco or Chicago. And I hate to say that because I think increasingly downtown Salt Lake is like those larger metropolitan areas. But that space is so spectacular and so unique. How do you see that being programmed in the future?
Well, I think that it really is a very versatile space with its location, obviously connected to the theater, gives it a really great venue that I think that Salt Lake will be able to not only become more like San Francisco, New York, some of those other places, but it'll be able to develop its own identity. I think you see some things at Gallivan, like they have jazz shows over the summer, that we can bring things like that to Regent Street, and it makes sense with the theater setting that it has, and maybe do some sort of outdoor theater programs or things like that. I would love to see some food and wine festivals and things like that out there that I think would be great. One thing that we're actually working on is the Everything Food Conference. It started last year at the Gateway, and this year they're going to be doing it the first weekend in May at Eccles Theater. And it's for about 500 people, and so there's not really a place all together inside the theater to sit to seat that many. And so we're looking at setting up a tent and having a formal serve dinners and meals out on the plaza and having it really be a really fun space that can be used. It's really limitless, the opportunities.
It's a blank canvas intentionally. I mean, that was why it was designed that way.
It's
a brilliant idea because they're like, we have to have loading docks anyway. Let's make it pretty, and then we can do some other community events and festivals in what are essentially loading docks. And they designed it intentionally to be this community use that I think not a lot of people have recognized yet.
And it's kind of cool how they have incorporated some of the history of Regent Street and brought in, that's where the newspaper offices used to be located and things like that. And so you can see that on the sidewalks and some of the street, they've incorporated that and made it feel kind of like a newspaper atmosphere.
Yeah, they spent, I know the RDA spent a ton of time and energy thinking about the history of that street, It used to be the red light district. It used to be where the brothels were all located, and then it became the newspaper publishing. And it used to be kind of scary, like walking down Regent Street. It wasn't a great experience. Now it's beautiful. It's probably one of the prettiest streets in all of downtown. And I think this spring, as people start to experience that, there's a lot of pressure sometimes on Library Square or on Gallivan or even sometimes Pioneer Park for people to want to have events in an outdoor space. And I, my hope is and my belief is that this will be the new preferred outdoor space for so many people because it's new and hip and cool and really well designed.
And the thing that I love is we don't necessarily have to take anything away from Library Plaza and Gallivan and all of those things. It provides an opportunity to keep a lot of those events, and maybe they'll shift around a little bit. We'll see. But I think it really brings this opportunity to bring in new events that we haven't been able to have because of some of those scheduling conflicts.
Yeah, there's people don't know this. There's a lot of pressure because, you know, it starts with Living Traditions Festival and then the Pride Festival, and it just goes through the summer on Library Square and the Arts Festival. There's a lot of pressure on these two blocks to host events, and it seems like this, in particular because of its proximity to Gallivan, that you could actually do some cool events utilizing both of these new public spaces. And I'm anxious to see how people are creative with that and the kinds of festivals and events and programs. And hopefully the Downtown Alliance can contribute to that in terms of thinking about what that looks like. Where can people go for more information?
So to find out about what we're doing at Eccles Theater, if you just go to cuisineunlimited.com/Eccles Theater, there's a good rundown of everything we're doing there. We post all information about the shows and everything that's coming up there, and it links back to the respective sites to find out how you can buy tickets for that and everything. For the bistro, you can go to EncoreBistroSLC.com. It has our daily menu there as well as any of the special show menus we post. We try to get those up at least a week in advance. So those are kind of the two places. And then there's links on our main page to all the information about the bistro, the theater, the dinner and a show they're doing at the end of this month, as well as some of the other things that we have going on.
And I'll suggest this too, even if it's not breakfast or lunch or a special theater dinner, I've had several coffee meetings with people downtown, and it's so easy to run in, grab a table, pick something up to drink or to eat, and have a half hour meeting. And it's a super convenient and very beautiful place to meet people. So you're hitting it out of the ballpark in multiple areas.
Yeah, and the other thing, just quickly, we talked about the price point for dinner, but for breakfast and lunch, it's even a little bit less. So you can get in there for about $10 per person, and it's a really, in my opinion, great meal. It's one of the best grilled cheeses I've ever had.
So. Who doesn't like grilled cheese?
And especially when it has bacon on it.
Especially when it's cold outside. Derek, thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having
me. Appreciate it. And good luck with everything. Let us know whatever we can do to help. Your success is our success, and we're excited about the role that you're playing in downtown.
Thanks, Jason.
You've been listening to Downtown SLC. You can join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. where we explore the people, places, and events shaping Utah's urban center.